to do great things, to go to Asia, to go to the Polynesian Islands, to go to the uttermost parts of the world to start churches, to be missionaries, to be pastors, to be evangelists. God chose each and every one of you guys here tonight to do something for him. Amen. And so we want to show you guys that you guys could do it, that there's a process that you got to go through. Maybe you feel like you can't do it. Maybe you feel like, man, I'm just no good, messed up, sinner. Amen. That's true. We all are. Amen. No good, messed up sinners, but we're saved by grace and God is using us. Amen. So we're sharing our testimonies to show you, amen, that God could use you. If God could use the people like us, then God could use you. Amen. And that's what we want to show you guys tonight. So are you guys excited for that or what? For the next few months? Amen. It's going to be happening. And of course, in between, we're going to be having special events and all kind of things. Amen. So I'm just really excited. And, Winter Retreat is coming up, amen. I'm excited for Winter Retreat. I know a lot of people are going to be going, amen. Close to 13, right? Close to 15. We're not far from 15, so that's exciting. That's exciting, amen. And we're just going to go represent Hawaii and show them what's taking place. We're going to show them what's taking place here on the islands, amen. So I'm excited. If you don't know, thousands of young people are going to be getting together there at Fresno, California. And so we're going to go just a few people from Hawaii, amen. The few, but the proud. And we're going to represent, amen. We're going to let them know that God is doing something great, that there's a young people out here on fire, amen. So I'm really excited for that. I'm also excited because we're going to be starting up our 24/7 prayer chain. We started it early, not too long ago. It was we started a prayer chain for our pastors, for Pastor Tony and Sister Veronica, because they always need to be covered by the blood, amen. They always need to be covered in prayer. And so a few of us signed up, myself and a few people here, amen. And every day of the week, somebody was praying and fasting for them. Somebody was praying and fasting for them. So we're going to get that started, amen. If you think, man, if you want to be a part of that, if you say, man, I want to be a part of that, then you can see Sister Mai in the back, amen. She's sitting right there, right back there. She's raising her hand, amen. And she'll sign you up. And it's just taking a day, amen, to pray for your pastors, amen. Although you can pray for them every day, it's just a day where you fast, amen, and you pray and you really believe for God's hand upon their life, protection, their family, amen, and just God's anointing upon their life, amen. I think that's something special and that we should all want to be a part of that. Because it's you're going to reap what you sow, amen. If you're praying for people, then believe me, people are going to pray for you. And it's good when people pray for you, amen. So with that, turn with me to the book of Ephesians. We're going to go ahead and get into our message tonight. I won't be long. I'll be short. I promise you, I will be short. Maybe. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Somebody's saying, me against the world when you get there.
Me against the world.
Amen. The Bible reads like this. It says, it's a good portion of scripture, so bear with me. Amen. It says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are all disobedient. Verse 3, all of those who lived among them at one time gratifying, all of us lived among them at one time gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, somebody say, because of him. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Somebody say the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Somebody say good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. Now, this title, this theme that we came up with, Me Against the World, is something the leaders, we got together and we were just talking and we came up with this theme, amen. And I want you to understand that us being born, we were born into sin. Amen. This world is full of sin. The world and everything in it, amen, is sin. So we were born into sin. So from the point that you were born, from the time that you were born, you already had the world trying to tear you up, trying to take you down, amen. The world and everything in it trying to destroy you, amen. So from a young child growing up, amen, that's why some of us growing up, we had rough upbringings because the world was trying to tear you apart. The world was trying to destroy you. The world didn't want you to fulfill. The world doesn't want you to fulfill your potential in God. The world doesn't want you to become somebody great for Jesus. So what happened is growing up, you were negative things were deposited into your life. Amen. Negative bad habits were taught to you. And so growing up, all these different things took place to destroy us, to get us as far from God as possible. Amen. I know when we think of destroy, we think of on the spot, like we explode or something like that and we're destroyed. But if the devil works, it's slow. Amen. He'll all these negative things will be deposited into you. And you learn all these bad habits. You learn everything but God growing up. That happens. You learn everything but God, everything but God. And so you grow up and you were taught how to party. You were taught how to drink, how to smoke, how to do all these different things. You were taught all of this. And so you don't really know God, and you're living a life of destruction. You're living a life as far from God. Amen. And the only way through the Father is through the Son. Amen. And the devil knows that. And once you get a hold of Jesus, then the devil ain't got no hand upon you. The devil can't touch you. The devil has no authority over your life. Amen. And so from that time, when you were born, amen, it was already you against the world. Amen. The world was trying to destroy you. And then many of us here tonight were saved. Amen. We came from this background. But then by the grace of God, amen, like the scripture said, we were saved by grace. And then we're here today. We're worshiping God. And even still, the world is trying to destroy you. Amen. All the sin is still, the Bible says that sin is knocking at your door like a lion trying to devour those who he could devour. Amen. Those who are weak. So still you have the world against you. You got sin against you. You got the devil wanting to destroy you. So nonetheless, it's us against the world. Me against the world. Amen. That's what it is. I want you to understand, when we say world, we're talking about sin. Amen. The world is full of sin. The world and everything is going to pass away, man. Jesus is gonna come. We're gonna have a heaven. We're gonna go to heaven. We're gonna have a new place, amen. And everything in the world is gonna perish. All the materialistic things, amen. All those nice cars and houses that all these celebrities show you, and that maybe you admire. Ain't none of it. You ain't gonna have none of it when you live in eternity, amen. All that money, all these things that they be showing off, the grills, amen. All that stuff. That's you're not gonna have that. So. It's really worthless, amen. It's really, there's no point. If you're not investing in the kingdom of heaven, then I'm sorry. You're gonna be not gonna have a good life in eternity, amen. So nonetheless, it's us against the world. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? You guys with me tonight? So man, it's always that battle. You know how that famous Tupac saying, "Me against the world," amen. That's the second time I brought up Tupac. What's really going on? I'm just playing, amen. Me against the world, amen. And so we're gonna switch it up and talk about it Jesus style, amen. So that's what we're doing. Is last week I shared my testimony, amen. How growing up, and I want you to understand, amen. A few things I just want to bring up from that. If you're feeling, man, oppression. If you're feeling, man, like life is on your shoulders and you can't. It's if you feel like giving up. If you're going through trials and certain situations. If you were or if you're currently, it's because you have a call upon your life. Amen. You must be like, what? What are you talking about? Amen. Every time you go through trials and different things, the devil's trying to destroy you because he knows the potential, the greatness you have in Christ Jesus. Amen. God has called you to be great. God has called you to do great things. Amen. To lead worship, to be up here singing, to be a prayer intercessor, to be missionaries, like we say, to one day be out there, man, pastoring and having your own congregation, being youth leaders. Amen. We're going to see more youth leaders. We're going to see more youth pastors being raised up. Amen. And you're going through these things because the devil wants to destroy you. And so So that if you're going through that, amen, if you're going through things, if you ask God, why did I go through that, or why did this happen to me, it's because the devil knows the potential you have in God, and he wants to destroy that, amen. And I talked about loneliness, amen. That's one of the things that I went through, was feeling lonely. Even though I had all kind of people around me, I kept my pain and my hurt inside, amen. I didn't share it with people. So I had people around me. You could say I was in the class clown, but in class I was pretty loud and I was pretty crazy. But I would just do, it was all up front. But inside I was lonely. Nobody knew what I was going through. Nobody knew the pain I was feeling. And I felt lonely. I couldn't talk to nobody. I couldn't vent to nobody. I had nobody to talk to. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I would try, but I couldn't. And so it affected me. It affected me. Sin. And all these different things, amen, these different issues in your life, if you don't deal with them, if you don't get rid of them, they'll affect you in the long haul, amen. All these different things that you've gone through as a child, that you've gone through growing up, if you don't get rid of them, if you don't deal with them, they're going to affect you when you grow up, amen. So it's important that you give it to Jesus, you give it to God. All your worries, all your struggles, all your burdens, all the things that you're going through, you give it to God, amen. And God's going to take it away, amen. The Bible says, Jesus says, amen, take my yoke because it's light, amen. My burden is easy. It's much better to have Jesus in you, amen. It's much better to have his presence upon your life, amen, than to live in the presence of the world. It's not a good feeling. It's depressing. It's a struggle. It's you know what I mean? It's not good. And so I encourage you, man, give it to Jesus. So now I want to talk about what happened after I gave my life to Jesus. Amen. December 16th, 2006, at Winter Retreat in Fresno, I gave my life to Jesus. It was there at the altars. I made a commitment. It was there where I told God, from here on out, this is it, God, I'm going to serve you. From here on out, I give my life to you. Amen. After I gave my life to Jesus, I began to separate myself. Amen. I began to separate myself from the world by spending time with Jesus, by spending time with the church. That's what I began to do, amen. I began to spend time with God. I began to separate myself from my friends, from the world, from partying, all that stuff. And I want you to understand that when you get saved, you have to do that. You got to separate yourself from all that. You got to separate yourself from sin, because you can't, the Bible says you can't live two lives. You can't live a sinful life, and you can't live a Christ-like life at the same time. It doesn't work, amen. It doesn't happen. You can't have two masters. You have to have one, amen. And so if you want to make it, you got to separate yourself. You got to stop living in sin. You got to stop dabbling in sin, flirting with sin. You can't be doing that, amen, because you're leaving an open door for the enemy to come and tear you apart. I remember, because I got saved, I gave my life to Jesus, and I was on my way to the training center. But the day before, or like right before I was leaving, I went to a homie's house. It was a party. And that was a big mistake, amen. I went there, everybody was drinking, and I was like, no, I'm good. I'm a church guy. I go to church now. I didn't know what to say. I was like, you know, I was saying, I was like, no, I'm doing good. I go to church now. And they were like, what? They're like, get out of here, man. Here you go. Here's a beer. And I'm like, no, right? I'm like, no, right? And I grab it. I'm like, no, with it in my hand, right? And I'm like, man, I'm tempted. I'm like, man, God, I don't want to do this, but maybe I could do it this one time. Maybe I could just sin this one time. It's okay. Have any of you been there before? Man, maybe just this one time. It's okay. It'll be all right. Or I'll ask for forgiveness later, right? You go through those things. That's going to happen to you. You're going to go through those trials, those temptations, amen? You're like, no, well, maybe it's okay, maybe not. And I found myself in that situation, and I didn't like it. But by the grace of God, a worldly friend, amen, my best friend in the world, his name is DJ, amen. He's a cool man. I pray for him. I pray he gets saved. And he told me, nah, man, what's the matter with you? You're doing good. Don't drink. Don't drink it. And put it down. So I put it down, and I didn't drink for the night. And I think, man, maybe if I did, I might not have went to the training center. Who knows? Amen. I could have died that day, because I made myself open to the devil. Amen. Who knows what could have happened? But by the grace of God, I stood strong. I made it to the training center, and I came back. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. So what I'm saying is that you got to separate yourself from sin. Separate yourself from sin and pursue God. God, follow God, get close to God, get close to those in church, amen, get close to the church folks, get close to pastor. I remember that's what I had to do, that's what I did. I was sleeping over at the men's home, amen. The men's home is a good place just to crash over for the weekend, and you spend time with the director, and I remember I was there, and I was spending time with my youth leader, amen, and just reading. He would read to me, and I would read, and he would teach me how to read. I even spent the night at pastor's house, amen. I spent the night, right before I went to the training center, I spent the night at pastor's house, and he was like, well, I'm gonna prepare you for the training center, and you know, like all these, and I did my first Bible study at his house. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was studying. I think Crystal and them remember, and I was with all of the, and I was like, dude, I'm in front of pastor and his family, and I'm gonna be doing a Bible study, and I was scared, I was nervous, but I did it. It was like a minute or 30 seconds or something like that. But nonetheless, amen, I was stepping out. I was getting closer to God. I was learning how to study. I was spending time with pastor and just doing all these different things. And that's what we got to do. That's what you guys got to do. Separate yourself from the world and get closer to God, amen. Get closer to us, amen. Be your we're a family, amen. We're all in this to win this, amen. So you got to come and get away from the things of the world and get closer to Jesus, amen. Spend time with each other, and that's what I was doing, amen. I was turning from sin and I was pursuing Christ, amen. Everybody should separate themselves, amen, and get close. Going to the UTC, amen. Who's a graduate of the UTC in here? What a faithful two of us, amen. And I know Crystal went, right? Crystal went, but the UTC is the best place. We got people going. Who's going to the UTC? Raise your hand. We got people who are going pretty soon. Yes, amen. Raise your hand by faith if you're going to the UTC, by faith, amen. The UTC is a place to be, amen. The UTC is where I went. I got my fire. I got stirred up for God to do ministry. I had to get out of Hawaii, and I went all the way to the East Coast. I went all the way to Connecticut, amen. I was able to travel the East Coast. I went to New York. I went to Philadelphia. I went to New Jersey. I went to Pittsburgh. I went to all... Did I go to Pittsburgh? I didn't go to Pittsburgh. By faith, I'm going to go to Pittsburgh, amen. But I went to like all those different places, amen. And it was exciting. It was fun. I learned how to blast. I did my first blast right there, you know, when you get up and start blasting right there in Staten Island. And it was tight, amen. I just started blasting, and it felt good. And man, I did all my, for the first time, amen. It came to a point where I was saved longer in the training center than I was, you know what I mean? Like I was saved for a few months here. I went to the training. I was 3 months saved and I went to the training center. So once that 3 months passed in the training center, I was like, man, I've been saved longer in the training center. That was pretty tight. You know, and I just learned everything there, man. God, I spent time with God. That's where I learned to read my Bible. I learned to pray. I learned to separate from even everybody over there. And, man, I would just go to the attic, and I would pray. I would be the first one up praying, and I would be the last one out praying. And, man, I would be praying. And I made it a point to get up first thing in the morning before everybody. I was the wake-up guy. So I would wake everybody up, right? But I would get up extra, like 45 minutes earlier just to go to the attic and pray and get a hold of Jesus, because I wanted him. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to learn how to be Christ-like. I wanted to be a soldier for God. I wanted to be a man of God. So I would get up and stinky breath and all. I would go run to the attic and I would turn on the music and I would pray and then come back down and wake everybody up and then get into more prayer and then the devotion. And I just loved it. I loved it, amen. I just love getting a hold of Jesus, and that's how we got to be, amen. Make it a point to get up early in the morning before your brothers and sisters. Make it a point to read your Bible when everybody else is messing around. Make it a point to get a hold of Jesus, amen. That's what it's about, is getting a hold of Jesus, separating yourself, amen. And then I came back from the training center. After all, for 6 months, I came back from the training center, and I came to I remember, I want to share this with you guys, amen, because I made a decision. When I came back, I remember making the decision that I was going to follow Christ. I was going to pursue ministry, and I'm sold out for God all the way, amen. I want to be like Pastor Sonny Sr., amen. And I want to be one of the great ones, amen. But I remember making that decision, amen. You have to make a decision tonight, amen. Not tonight, but I'm saying we have to make a decision somewhere in our walk with God to be committed, to be sold out, to be, man, this me and Jesus all the way, and no plan B, no other option. You burn all your bridges. And I remember I was praying, because I came to a point when I came back. Tamika, my girlfriend at the time, she was gonna have a baby, and you know, I was thinking, I think it was the devil, but I was like, okay, am I gonna pursue ministry, Or am I going to get a job and just be ordinary and do these other things? You know what I mean? And you know, get a trade. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, right? But I was like, man, what am I going to do? And God led me to the scripture, amen. It led me to the scripture, and I want to share it with you guys in Jeremiah 6, 16. Turn there if you have your Bibles. Jeremiah 6, 16. I want you to understand, you have to make that commitment. You have to make that mental decision that you're going to follow God. And you got to say it, and you got to repeat it. I remember I was praying, saying, God, what do you want me to do? And I was reading, and I came across your scripture, and it said, stand at the crossroads and look. Somebody say, look. Look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. And so I took that scripture and I was like, man, okay, I got to ask. You know what I mean? I got to find out, man, what does God want me to do? And so I began to ask. I began to think, man, what does God want me to do? And I kind of took two figures, for example. I took somebody in ministry and somebody not in ministry, amen. Of course, I looked at the life of Pastor Sonny Sr., a great man of God. And I was like, man, I'm sure there was a time when he had to make a decision. What am I going to do, amen? And so instead of, you know what I mean, waiting to find out, I was like, okay, if I do what he does, if I pursue ministry and want to do the things of God, what's going to happen? Where am I going to end up? And we look at his life today, man. He celebrated 75 years, amen, his birthday, right? And he's a founder of a mega ministry, a worldwide movement, and he has disciples everywhere. He's impacted thousands, the millions of lives, amen. He's impacted people, and he's going to be remembered in history forever. He's a man of faith, a man of God, a man of greatness, a man who a passion, a man after God's heart, amen. He's somebody that's not going to be forgotten. So it's either, that's what I'm thinking. It's either I take that road or take a trade, something else, and, you know what I mean, grow old and just, that's it. I'm dead at, you know, 60 or something like that. You know, matter of fact, in my family, man, it's a life and a devil, but a lot of us, all the men in our family are known to die young, amen. And so I was like, I either take that road too, you know what I mean, I'll probably die young. So I remember I was like, okay, I'm gonna pursue the things of God. I'm gonna hop in ministry and I'm gonna do this. Amen. I'm in this to win this. I wanna make the biggest impact that I can. I wanna be like a big old nuclear warhead and just come and do damage on earth. Boom, and just man, just win all kind of souls for Jesus. And I'm gonna have my wife right there. I'm gonna have my family right there. I remember making that decision. I'm gonna be I just wanna be the best servant that I can. I wanna be, man, the greatest person that I can be. I want to serve God with all of my heart, and I know God's going to use my life. I know I'm going to do something great for God. I remember having a dream. I was saying, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to become? I had a dream that I was in front of hundreds of young people, thousands of young people preaching. So I said, man, that God has to, he's confirming that he's going to use my life. So I began to pursue God with all of my heart, and you have to make that decision tonight what you're going to do, amen. You have to come to a point where you burn your bridges, you get rid of all of those other things, and you pursue God, amen. Let me tell you, that's the best decision you can make. That's the best thing that you could do, is pursue God. I know you're young, amen, but there's no better time than now than to make that decision to serve God with all of your heart, amen. You have to do that. You got to come to that point in your life, and that's what I did, amen. And I made that commitment, and it's been a process. It's been a growth. It's been a learning, a time of learning and growing. I was able to live with Pastor for almost 4 years, amen. 4 years, and just right there, man, watching and learning and growing, and I've done Bible studies, and I've done all these different things, and I praise God for where I'm at today. I praise God for what's taking place in my life today, man. I can't complain, and I know God is going to do me, God is going to use me to do so much more, man. God's going to use me to do great things, amen. I believe it. I'm walking in it. It's a promise given to me by him, and I'm going to just pursue it, amen. So let's all stand tonight. So we got to be a people where we separate ourselves from sin. Maybe you're at a point right now where you're not sure what you want to do. You come to church because you like it, amen. You come to church because you love being here and you love the presence here. But maybe you're not sure, man. Maybe you're battling staying away from sin, or you're battling, man, you know what I mean, making the decision. You're battling, or you're trying to separate yourself, but maybe like me, you find yourself in situations where you're tempted to sin. You find yourself in situations where maybe boys are asking you out, or girls are asking you out. The world, everything at school, you know what I mean? It, it, It's appealing. It looks good. It looks fun. It looks like they're having fun. All the clubs and all the parties and the house parties and all these different things. Everybody's doing it, right? Everybody's in sin. You're cool if you're not in sin. That's what they make it sound like, right? We're having fun. It's all good. And maybe you're faced with that situation where you're trying, but man, just sin is throwing itself at you. And it looks good. It looks fun. It smells good. You're just... I'm gonna have to do that thing again. The little illustration, like the mouse following cheese. The devil just got you with sin, and you're just, you know what I mean? You're following it. But maybe you're in that struggle. Maybe you're, man, you want to pursue God, but it's hard. Or maybe you're at a point where you're just not sure what you want to do. Maybe, man, you're like, you see us privileged, used by God. I don't stand up here saying, you know, look at me, I'm being used by God. I'm privileged to be behind this pulpit. I'm privileged to stand in front of you guys and be used. I don't count myself worthy for nothing. Amen. But it's all God. Amen. I know the leaders feel the same way. We don't belong here. Amen. But it's all because of Him. And so maybe that's you. You're like, man, I want to one day. I remember sitting right there and saying, man, if that I want to be the best man servant that I can be. And if God placed me as a youth leader, I want to be the best youth leader that I can be. And I want you to know that a leader, all a leader is a servant. That's all a leader is. A great leader is a great servant. Amen. I'm not here with the title talking about, amen, do this and do that. No, I'm here to serve you guys. I'm here at your command. Amen. You say, Matt, I need you. I'm there. Amen. You could call me at whatever time. I'll pick up my phone. Amen. We're here for you guys. The leaders, we're all here for you guys. Amen. We're here to see you guys become great. To see you guys, man, fulfill your potential in God. Amen. And I'm privileged to be up here today. And maybe you say, man, I want to one day be used by God. But you feel like you can't. You feel like you're not capable of doing the work of God. You feel like you're not capable of answering the call of God. You feel like you struggle too much. You feel like you fall too much. You feel like you can't overcome sin. You feel like you can't do it. I want you to know that you can, that God is with you, that God has your back, amen, that the Bible says that you're an overcomer. The Bible says that God has given you the victory, amen. I want you to know that the battle has already been won, amen. We just got to show up, and that's it, amen. I want you to know that God has already seen the beginning and the end. God knows what you're going to be. God knows that you can make it. God knows that you're going to be somebody so great one day. God already seen it. God already ordained it. God already planned it out. You just got to walk in it, amen. I know it gets tough. I know the battle is hard. I know that there's hurdles in your way. There's things in your way that you may trip over sometimes. And maybe because of those, you feel like, man, I can't go on no more. Or I can't answer the call of God upon my life. I understand what you're going through. But like I said, you've been called, amen. And that's all you got to know. You've been called. You've been chosen. God has already predestined you, amen, to make it. And so maybe that's you. You feel like that, but you're just not sure what to do. Maybe you're just sitting there, you're like, I'm just here. I don't know. Maybe that's you. Amen. Maybe you're going through the toughest decisions right now. Maybe you're battling the biggest decision. Maybe you're at that crossroad like I was. Man, this or this. Get right or get left. Maybe that's you. Tonight I pray that you make the decision in your heart, that you separate yourself, amen. Tonight I pray. I want the worship team to make their way. We want to see young people, man, become great. That's our vision. That's our vision, to see the same thing that Pastor says, amen. We want to see this place packed out, most definitely. But most importantly, we want to see some hardcore soldiers for Jesus rise up, amen. Some men of character, women of character, some Proverbs 31 women. You may not know what that is. Read Proverbs 31, all you women, and find out what that is. Amen. We want to see men preaching right there at the street corner. I want to be able to drive and see, you know, Linton right there preaching, blasting on the bullhorn. Man, I want to be able to see all these different things. And it can happen. It can happen. Amen. It can happen in your life. But you got to say yes. You got to answer the call of God upon your life. Amen. So as they get ready to sing a song, maybe they can turn off the lights. We're going to spend some time for a few minutes right there with Jesus. Amen. And I want you to really, in your head, in your mind, in your heart, ask God what He wants you to do. I want you to make that commitment tonight. Tonight. Why wait till later? Make that commitment and say, God, I want to serve you. I don't want to be apart from you. I don't want to be separated from you. I want to be used by you. I want you. you to really think in your head, think in your heart. Begin to pray and ask God. Begin to talk to God. And just give it to Him. Give it to God. Give it to Jesus.